Amen. Thank you, Jonathan and Danielle. As we conclude this evening, take your Bible, if you would, to John. This is the book of John, chapter 17. John, chapter 17. Brother Jonathan did a great job in letting us know why we must be concerned about missions, in giving us the illustration of our Lord and how He must needs go through Samaria. John chapter 17 and verse 18, really quick, we'll look at that here. John chapter 17 and verse 18. The Bible says this: "As Thou hast sent Me into the world," Christ is speaking here, and He says about His Heavenly Father, "As Thou hast sent Me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world." Christ sent by God the Father to the world. Then let's look at chapter 20 and verse 21. "Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as My Father hath sent Me, even so send I you." So we have the mind of Christ, we have the heart of Christ. Not only that of Christ, Him being the Son of God, God the Son, we also have the heart of the Father. God the Father, the God of the universe. He says, "As My Father has sent Me into the world, as You have sent Me, O God, I've commissioned them also to go into the world." Who's the them in this passage? That's us. That's every child of God, every individual who claims to have Christ in their heart, who is a child of God. That is us. As God sends Him to the world, He says, "I have commissioned them also to go into the world." What does that mean? What did that entail for God, for Christ? I'd like us to go in conclusion to Philippians chapter 2. You say, "Well, this is kind of strange, Brother Dan, that you would be taking us here." Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. This is what it meant for God to send His Son to the earth. This is what it entailed. This is what it implied. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. "Let this mind be in you," He says, "which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of God. Of men. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." All the way through the Scripture, from the front to the back, you have that phrase, and we've referred to this several times, "that all men may know that I am God." And when man blew it in the Garden of Eden, God says, I'm going to send my son, and we're still going to make a way that we can restore that relationship, that personal walk with the God of the universe. And so he sends his son. And what that entailed was a path of humility. He, being God, takes the form. And we just read that here. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But then he follows this path of humility. And that path of humility leads all the way to death of self. For Christ, it meant death on a cruel cross. It meant shedding perfect blood so that you and I may have salvation. For us, what it entails, it's the same journey, it's the same walk of humility that leads us directly to death of ourself. He takes upon himself, it says that he made himself of no reputation. So what we must do, as the Father sent him, he sends us. So then we are commissioned to also follow that same path and to make ourselves of no reputation. I think many times we're a little concerned about our reputation. I think many times we're too concerned with what people might think of us. Where we're at our job, in our neighborhood. And as the Father sent him, Christ, he sends us into this world where he has placed us, as Brother Jonathan showed us this evening in Scripture, exactly where he has placed us. We must make ourselves also of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a servant. How are we doing in that area this evening? As I examine my heart, as I see myself before an almighty God who thought it not a bad thing to humiliate himself enough to take on a form of a human and enter the world as we enter the world and become of no reputation and follow that up with becoming a servant, being made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he continues to humble himself and he becomes obedient. He becomes obedient unto death, even the death of a cross. Our Heavenly Father sends his Son to humiliate himself in such a way that you and I can find salvation. What he asks of us is no way near what he asked of his Son. So at least we see this and we think, oh my word, I don't know that I could do that. He is only asking us to die to self and allow him to do the work through us. He's not going to let us do it by ourselves. He said, I'm with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He gives us the Holy Spirit of God that abides with us. And then he places us where he would like us to serve. And he said, listen, I need somebody to be that ambassador. I need somebody to be that spokesperson. So in essence, what he's asking of us is really not that bad. When it comes right down to it, it's just death to what we want. And to make ourselves like he did, of no reputation. Forget about who we are. Forget about what people think about us. Because there's a lost and dying world that need to hear. They need to see the love of God shine in our life through them, to them. And they need us to be that spokesperson. That's how God chose. As my Father, as you've sent me, so have I sent them. The commission is there. We cannot dodge that. It has been given to each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. You say, well, Brother Dan, I've not called to be a missionary. No, you're not. But you've been called to tell others about him. So have I. Right where we're at. With heads bowed and eyes closed tonight. Perhaps the Holy Spirit of God has spoke to your heart through the message that Brother Jonathan gave us. And thank the Lord for these couples and these families that God has called to these other countries. But God has not only called them, He has called each and every one of us right where we are. He has called us. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. Heavenly Father, as the ladies begin to play, Lord, Holy Spirit of God, I pray that you would have worked already in the hearts of men and women in this room. Lord, thank you for the reminder. Thank you for reviving in me that need, the necessity of why you came. You didn't just come. You didn't just come so that we can enjoy salvation. You came so that every person on planet Earth had that opportunity to know you as their personal Savior and to restore that relationship with you. Heavenly Father, may we be about what you've commissioned us to do. As the Father sent you, you send us. With heads bowed and eyes closed, we'll quietly stand to our feet. Perhaps the Holy Spirit of God has spoken to your heart this evening. If He has, I pray that whatever He has spoken to you about, you would do as He did. Be obedient, even to death of self, this evening. The altar's open, or perhaps right there in your seat. You would pray and you'd say, Lord, help me to be obedient, even as you were obedient to your Father. May I be obedient also. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for meeting with us this evening. Thank you for Brother Jonathan and Miss Danielle and the girls for stopping by and letting us know the burden that you've placed on their heart. And Lord, I pray that you would allow us to have a part in sending the gospel to Indonesia. Lord, I pray that you would continue to bless them, help them to raise the rest of their support. And then, Lord, we pray that you would soon open that country up again and allow them to go to where you have called them to go. Protect them. Keep them safe. And, Lord, I pray that you would use them for your honor and your glory in a great way. Heavenly Father, may we also be obedient to what you've called us to do. And Lord, I pray that you would use each and every one of us where you have placed us in our respective places. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. How many are blessed to have Brother Jonathan and Miss Danielle here this evening? Thank you so much for coming our way. If you would, slip out real quick to the table there. And you may go by and let them know that you're going to be praying for them. And let them know what a blessing they've been to be with us tonight. Thank you for being in the house of the Lord this evening. Pray for those that are on that list. Pray for pastors, he's away. And God bless you and have a great evening. You're dismissed.